Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, you know we say this every week, but we got another fire episode, a 420 special episode, if you will, where me and Dave, we talk about the real with our good friend Tom Cassidy. He's vaxxed and high, and I'm just high. So get ready for some fun. T-H-U. Oh, fuck.
This is about to be a wild one.
Let me do it again. Tell me what it is. Apologies. Yeah. Let's go.
I truly do enjoy that song.
Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah, Minion did his thing.
Yeah,
no need for apologies.
Ow!
No need for apologies. Wham, wham, wham. Welcome back to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Dave Temple.
And we are back for another cool show. And we got my boy with me.
You hear how happy we are, man?
Yeah, man.
We are happy as a motherfucker right now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to know right now, Dave is high. And he got his vaccine yesterday, so now he's feeling the vapors of that. This nigga's medically crossfaded.
He got the CD special going on. This is good though. It's 420.
Absolutely.
So I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah, it fell on the right day.
And I got my man in the building, man. Give it up for our guest that just came in, Tom.
Blaze.
What's up, man?
Goddamn, Thomas Blaze Cassidy.
Yeah, I'm going to talk like this the whole show. I can't.
I love Tommy Blaze. Give it up for Tommy Blaze.
Tommy.
Vax City, bitch. Vax City, bitch.
There you go.
Yo,
all right.
What if this becomes the new drug? Like, people just get vaccinated just to get fucked up.
It definitely is messing with your membranes and shit. You got vaccine and weed in you.
Oh, here you go. Here comes
a cocktail.
Here come after school special, man. Yeah. It's definitely brain cells. Can you stop? How you doing, Tom?
I'm well, Derek.
Tommy, I love you.
Right before Derek said to stop looking at him like that. That's always what you want to hear right before a podcast
Tommy,
starts.
Stop looking at me like that.
Tom Cassidy, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a comic, friend of the show, been on a few times, man. For the new listeners, man, Tommy is one of our guys that we all started off back in Philly together.
Yep.
We've done a number of fucking projects. Did the most recent Usher video that you did for your joke was directed by Tom Cassidy. That was his concept, his brainchild. You know, the little video with
the non-music video video.
Yeah.
Non-music video.
Yeah, man. Dave, I'd like to do like a Jada Kiss version with you.
Wow.
Oh, that'd be fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what joke?
Wow.
One of them jokes. I got to be in it. I just want to be in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, ladies works. And
you
gentlemen.
You know I got the master flow, fast and slow. You want to know who the best is, ask your hoe. Jada used to.
JB's name.
LOX, baby.
LOX. The locks.
Yeah, man. Well, so, Dave, you got your vaccination yesterday.
Yeah, I got a lot going on this week, so I didn't have time to slow down. I had already pushed the vaccination back because I was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might as well wait till you get back before you get vaccinated. But yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing.
Amazing?
I mean, I feel amazing.
Oh.
No, you don't. Your fucking body is fucking vaccinating right now.
On my vax experience on my second shot, I felt the chills, right?
Okay.
I felt the sluggishness, the headache, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arm ache, peep this game. But I felt like I took like a big ass Benadryl. Like, you know how you take Benadryl?
But y'all never had to push through that kind of shit anyway?
Absolutely. But I'm just saying,
I was a kid that was able to, like, I didn't get to miss school and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Speak for yourself, nigga.
I know. I used to love kids like you that used to just be able to, like, go
nigga.
Home. Like,
my mom gave me hooky days. My mom was the fucking best. Like once every year. It wasn't like a lot, but she was like, "Well, you don't feel like going." I was like, sometime I'll be like, feel like going to school today. She'd be like, you do all your homework last night? Yeah. Keep your punk ass home. I'll be like, well, my mom is the best.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I used my to mom to walk has, is, was all.
The fucking best, man.
You got the go, nigga. Shit.
My mom was the goat.
In like first grade, I missed like a penny party. Mm-hmm. So it like fucked my head up because I had the chicken pox. So then I like never missed another day. I missed like one day in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So I like perfect attendance and shit.
But were you, and so even if you were sick or, you know, just not feeling your best, you would still get up and drag your way in?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
But now, fuck that. Like, when I got vaccinated, I set that Monday and Tuesday aside,
Listen, we talked about this
already. Gotta relax a little.
Nah, but you gotta know, all right, you just gotta make yourself happy.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. So I done got up, went outside, worked out, right? We was in park.
The park is nice in the morning.
We rocked that out, you know?
Well, yeah, well...
But then you got rub one out, cause that's now you awake.
Well, that's crucial.
You smoke a little bit. It's absolutely
that's crucial. Get that evil out in the morning. That's breakfast.
I think it says a lot about you too, though, cause like to me, out of like all of our friends, you're like a man.
I get that.
And like none of us are really men.
Dave done been. Like, Dave got two kids. In and out. Got out of jail from traffic tickets. Fucking!
Why are you bringing up old shit? I'm just talking about his demeanor.
Dave done saved my life two times, helped me move. Yeah. Dave is a
whole just more of like you're like a man though, like your energy and your aura and shit like that. Like
it's dude I feel aura.
Like, and that is what I'm saying about you like getting vaccinated yesterday, and you're like, I'm gonna go do the podcast today.
Yeah, you a whole dude, nigga.
Well, I got shit to do. I don't have another day to do the podcast.
Yeah, I would just be like, listen, man, I'm gonna chill.
Nope. Yeah, I thought about that.
Not Dave.
I thought about that. I did think about that.
Dave,
your
like
madness took over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all.
You should work at the Chinese store.
What?
He should work. They don't never take off.
Yeah,
you should double fry the wings. But and
a
lot give of
he looks like a black guy who would work at a Chinese store.
Shrimp fried.
Fuck
what is
yeah.
it? You like shrimp fried rice pop?
I have worked I've worked alongside everybody. I have. I've worked alongside Asians. I've worked alongside Mexicans. Like I've had a lot of brute jobs. That were like, you know, cool, especially when I got here. Mm-hmm. Remember, I used to do a lot of like PA work and shit.
PA
like that.
Work, driving trucks. Yeah.
So
and vans.
I had to work with anybody. You know what I mean?
You got the like Cutty from the Wire vibe of hanging with the Mexicans.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did landscaping too. I actually could pride myself on being able to keep up with Mexicans. Real shit, yo.
Speaking of that, shout out to the Mexicans that do secret basketball games in the park. We saw 10 of them, all 5 foot nothing, really tossing the ball up at the backboard. Uh-huh. They ran two games of full this morning playing mariachi music.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
Crazy.
It was
bro.
Their version of and one.
I was like, Mexican and one.
Rey Mysterio doing backflips. Backflip dunks.
Bunch of luchadors playing ball.
Andale, andale.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
But anyway.
Cool.
Way to end that one.
I know. Why did that stop?
That shit just...
So abruptly.
I don't know. Well, I thought they was cool.
I thought it was hilarious, though, especially because it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
And they was playing
so,
in jeans.
The black people weren't up yet. Like their time to shine
before their shift.
Secret. Oh, yeah.
It looked like that. One dude was definitely
Probably
playing with
was.
Tim's with boots and sweatpants.
There was some
on.
Lunch pails on the side. There was some lunch pails that looked like
Jesus
they was ready, full
Christ.
Of food, ready before they had went to the job. But no, they
And
was
you
there.
Telling me I can't go in and just talk into a microphone for like an hour?
Absolutely.
Motherfuckers be working, son.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
they play a ball game in the morning.
Real rap, this is shit that's fascinating to me. Like I told you, I just came from Miami and I'm about to go to some other places to map.
Show off, nigga.
Rooms. I'm trying to do this for us, nigga.
I know, I'm just fucking
But you know, Miami welcomed us with open arms. Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
You know, they fuck with the shit that I showed them that we do. And I think that it's a serious market for us down there. So I hope
we're going to have to go now. I'm vaxxed, bro. We got
to
go fly.
Yeah,
we got
to
go travel. I'm ready now.
Places with the shit too, man. You been down to Florida yet?
Not in a bit.
What's that?
I certainly...
I was looking for like copyright-free Miami music.
Oh, it's Miami.
God.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dylan, for that strange...
Sorry, I'm hot.
Miami's got a weird vibe, too. Yo, you know what's so funny about Miami?
What's that?
They cold as fuck, nigga. They cold as fuck, nigga.
What you mean, what happened?
Like, they be building real estate, right?
Okay.
Like million-dollar skyscrapers, right? But, like, right over a tent city.
Okay.
Like, it just be like homeless niggas in the tent, and they'll be like, excuse me, I'm building a home, but not for you.
Yeah. So like the new, like it's they shade right now. Like
yeah.
Right now,
the these niggas are just sleeping underneath a fucking skyscrapers going
so
up.
An opportunity they're not going to have. So that's this all hey, you're going to get from that
you
is shade.
You got 3 months to get your shit and get the fuck out of here because somebody else is coming and they need this. And I'm like, holy yeah, shit. Man. Miami is fucked man. Up.
Yeah. That's how they roll over there.
Tense.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I have no gripe with people in tent communities, but the well, part of me.
Walk through one and then talk to me.
But no, it's just got to smell so bad.
Yeah.
It's just, like, that's all I can think about. Because I'm a nigga that showers every day. I have oils and lotions and garlands
nice.
And all kinds of sprays. And I just go, these people haven't bathed and don't know how, like how can they all stand their own smell? Like, I can't stand my own smell. So it's just like,
yeah.
That makes me, my heart hurt.
That gets you to know yourself, too. Yeah. You really know yourself that way, right?
Yeah, man.
Knowing what your butt smells like after.
Yeah. Yeah. What your ass?
2 weeks. Like, you know when you got like an 8-hour window, like, all right, man.
Like, you taste poverty. Like, your taste, like it's just every day. Like, you don't get to brush your teeth. Like, dude. I can't go.
Malnutrition.
All that shit.
I know.
I saw a motherfucker pick up a melted candy bar in the street on the way here. I'm like, what is happening
right.
this year?
Now, here's the crazy thing with that shit.
And you're
right?
Like, Reggie, get out of the way.
Shout out to Reg Conquest.
Reg Conquest, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, like, that is some serious Black Air Force One energy, man. To come into, like, a parking lot and see a bunch of niggas struggling and be like, I need this.
Yeah. White dudes should start wearing these more often. White dudes need to start wearing these to the board meeting. Mm-hmm. Gangsters, they are just mulling over tent communities. These motherfuckers need to wear them. See?
Well, these business people don't give a fuck about homeless people and their tents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking real estate developers.
Let's talk to us.
But I think those guys that are like that, they come from that hustle. You know what I mean? Like, they've hustled their way to the top, and then they don't respect people that don't hustle. Hmm. So that's why they can look at a motherfucker that's laying there and be like,
get it together, Grouch. Yeah. They can sit there, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Stinky. Like, that's what, people evil, man.
It's a weird energy. It's man energy.
Yeah.
Man energy
makes
you.
Capitalism, bro.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're not going to do shit about it. I think it's just so easy to just be like, these people suck. But it's like, they need to make money. They're business people.
And they're going
to
do it.
And they're going to do it. And these tent people need to move the fuck on.
Yeah.
I think get a fucking job. No, I'm kidding.
Not move the fuck on, just move over. Because I'm not saying get rid of them.
Where are you
going
to go? Into the water?
To the wild. Just get to some spot with a nice little waterfall somewhere and just get with the forest. Like, you know, go back to the nature. Eat off the trees.
They are eventually.
And start fighting animals.
I don't think there's any forest in Miami.
Well, yeah.
There's
yeah,
like nature reserves in Florida that are really nice.
Go hang out near the planetarium or some shit.
They'll get fucking shoot out of there, too. You can't stay there.
Everglades.
There you go. That's with the gators.
There should be a big tent community. You're right.
In Everglades.
Somewhere. That'd be fun for them.
And, you know, fund it.
And
I'm
you
not
know,
saying
it's
just
like you, well, you could smell it when you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Wakanda fucking bubble, but smell.
Hey, they're called Indian reserves. Wakanda
out of leave Wakanda out of this. That's the only thing we got. Don't compare the most.
Just so you know, you don't have it.
We don't
it's
even
not
have
real.
That. So that's what don't compare.
Don't
shit.
Don't get no.
Don't.
That's the only thing we have.
That's
you don't have that. You don't have
that. That's the only fantasy I got.
Real.
Fuck y'all.
It's not real.
White people get to fight dragons. All we do is fight the police. Shut up, Tom. Every fucking time.
Dragon police.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, dragon police.
God damn it, Dragon Police, you killed another black guy. What the fuck? You burned him to a crisp.
Could that be
wait,
the
he was white. It's okay. Never mind.
I feel like
keep
that
up the good work, Johnson.
That'd be great. Dragon cops for white people.
I feel like that's an actual virtual reality character.
I hope
Dragon
to the
cop.
Lord
yeah.
dun,
that
dun,
Dragon
dun.
Cops show up and start burning up white people. Burning up white kids in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We need some reciprocity. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, reciprocity?
You know how Lauryn Hill said that shit?
Yeah.
Reciprocity, so, you know.
Diplomatic immunity in every ghetto community.
There you go. You know how so all the cops is killing black kids in the streets, right? Giving them shit.
Mm-hmm.
If there was some dragon cops to maybe, you know.
That's what they had on Game of Thrones, right? Those three,
kinda.
Two, three.
Just the start.
That's the act right. The dragon was just, the act right.
Just burn up one suburban town, and we can get some gun reform.
The dragon was the first gun.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
First gun.
That's deep shit. I love introspective.
Well, it was the first. It was a flamethrower.
Yeah. Dave. But that's still kind of like a.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Tom? I'm high, right? Yeah. I'm smoking weed. I'm watching Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
And something opened up my fucking eyes. You ever see the dude or the butch lesbian that defends her girl a little too much? Yeah, in the streets.
Yeah.
In my head, when I thought of that, I was like, maybe that's not that girl at all, but they mother from the past, right? And they trying to save their own existence. Like, they're not trying to fade out the picture. Like, maybe that's why they be defending them so hard.
Huh.
That's how high I got one day.
Wow.
Because you remember Michael J. Fox was
hanging out with his mom.
Hanging out, trying to keep her from Biff, right?
Raped, yeah.
Yeah, see? And they were like, he's the dreamer. What if that person defending that girl is they mother from the past?
So you're telling me...
Come on, Tom.
The Dragon Cop's partner is a masculine lesbian time traveler?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Is that it? That's kind of a cool Dragon Cop's partner is Michael J. Fox.
I was never good at masculine.
He's yes anding right now.
I know, he is.
That was good. Thanks, Tom.
It's funny to watch Tom's face change as Tom gets higher. Tom, you're looking pretty.
Oh, that's right. He took a little. That's right. We all took. Me and Tom took edibles before we started the show.
Tom looks like a different person. I like it, though. It's good.
Dylan, take this out in post.
You don't let people know you do drugs?
No, it's like, I'm just kidding. I don't really care. But it's like that 70s show type shit. It's just insinuate it. You know?
Yeah.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
That's
Dave.
Wayne. That's Wayne. Shout out to Wayne.
You're already telling these white people who listen to your show that you're vaccinated. You don't got to tell them you're high, too.
Wait,
what?
Is vaccinated bad?
Is vaccinated bad?
On God.
God is bad?
I'm just talking.
Yeah. What you think? Well,
God damn it, Dragon Cop. You killed another black. Wait.
Dragon
never
Cop.
Wait.
That's
He's
the
white.
Name of the episode. Dragon Cop.
Here's your partner.
I wrote down Taste of Poverty, but yeah, Dragon Cop.
Oh, man. This is...
It's a strange,
I'm
fun episode.
I'm going to try to plug in the middle of all of this because I'm a businessman first.
It's just nice.
We still got 16 minutes.
I know, but I'm just realizing we have live shows that we need to sell tickets.
We do have a lot of shows we got to sell tickets.
It's nice to have fun with friends, isn't it?
Absolutely, Tom.
420, baby.
Springtime, what a terrible year it's been. Are we out of it? It feels like we're out of it.
This is the best year.
You're
of
vaccinated.
Life.
I'm vaccinated. He's vaccinated. I'm
sick.
Vax
know.
City, bitch. Vax City.
Good
I'm
shit.
Saying.
So vaxed.
It's over. We're in the promised land. This is it. McDonald's serves breakfast, baby.
That's right. All day.
I sure hope they convict that Chauvin fella. Yikes.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah. If they let him walk, they're going to burn Minnesota to the ground, bro. Dragon Cop.
Dragon God damn
cop.
It, we need more
you
Dragon Cop.
Half the city.
The Dragon Cop took out Minnesota.
Dragon Cop smoking a cigarette. This is actually 48 Hours 3, and Nick Nolte is Dragon Cop. Eddie Murphy's still somehow in jail. We ain't brothers, we ain't partners, and we damn sure ain't dragon friends.
Dragon tail.
Dragon Cop.
Dragon Cop. Oh, yeah. Fuck Derek Chauvin. I hate that his name is Derek. And it's spelled like mine, too.
I know. That sucks.
I just hate it. It's D-E-R-E-K. I said, damn. And he looked like a...
It's more like D-E-R-E-K-K-K.
Oh,
People use that a lot, and it's like...
That was good.
You guys are confusing
me. I think it's
kind of
corny. It's corny.
I need to turn you guys down.
You're running with professionals now, Dave. This ain't no...
Jesus Christ.
This is Dragon Cop territory. This is my jurisdiction.
Give me 2 seconds just to figure out.
He said Derek, D-E-R-E-K-K-K, it went with the thing.
I know, yeah.
I watched the clip of day with black kids responding to Magic. You ever see how excited they get when they see the trick come? Oh!
Oh, this
nigga's the devil.
I love that shit.
Like,
that's why we got Matt Richards knocking Dylan out at the show.
Oh, speaking of which, talk about that.
We got a live show.
at the Stand November 21st tonight, actually.
I don't think it's November, bro.
What month is it?
Did you say April, November? Dog. It's April. April. Dude.
I'm still on.
Oh, they fucked up.
I'm still on point.
That motherfucker said November 21st.
This vaccination's getting to him.
April 21st, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Dave are embarking on our first, yes, first No Need for Apologies comedy jam. A very, very 90s style show.
But Matt is a magician.
But Matt is a magician. Here's the twist. He's gonna do some magic. And he's going to knock Dylan Negri out. He's going to hypnotize Dylan and put him on the ground. And I hope that he does it in the beginning of the show so all the comics have to do comedy with his laid out ass in the backdrop.
Yeah.
Like, that would be hilarious, but I don't know if Dylan is up to that. Dylan, you up to being laid out the whole show? You don't want to be laid out the whole show, right?
That's ridiculous.
Seems a little excessive.
Yeah, it's a little, okay. Maybe just for a second so we can get a good laugh.
Seems like we're...
I'm trying to combine the two words, voila and Epstein. Like Wally Steen, because like he's passing him out for like a couple hours, so he can, or is that more of a Cosby thing?
Oh,
man, Tommy. Why didn't he just have sex with those women? Why did he give them the pills?
Tommy.
Cosby?
Man. Are we going to break down Cosby?
Again? I don't know. Wait, are you doing a plug for a show that have already happened?
I was talking about the magic, and that was just, you mentioned how black people go with magic.
Yeah, so I hope black people show up to the show tomorrow and watch Matt hypnotize Dylan and go nuts, because that would just help with the aesthetic that me and Dave are trying to do. No Need for Apologies Comedy Jam. It's going to be great. Me and him are hosting at the same time. It's going to be raucous. We got Chanel Ali, Reg Thomas. Matt Richards, he's actually doing comedy too. And Gina Brion. It's a very black and Spanish show.
You said it.
And me and Dave are really trying to change the narrative of New York comedy again, to bring it back to a more raucous feel. Because a lot of us feel like the crowds are kind of bougie. I'm trying to get that New York big energy. And I feel like me and Dave have the energy to bring that kind of audience back. So tomorrow. All the energy. No Need for Apologies. Comedy Jam. So tomorrow, Wednesday the 21st, if you're in New York, come on out.
All right. Tommy.
Tommy, you got anything?
What do you want me to do?
A plug.
No, we're not plugging. Not yet.
No.
What do you want, man? 420. Last year.
Last year.
How'd you spend it, man?
What happened last year, 420, Tom?
I mean, I was just laid up at the apartment with my lady.
Because it was quarantine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. Definitely nothing. This whole year, I just want to forget.
Absolutely.
I want to remember, but I want to forget. Like, it's over. It's done with. Yeah. We're vaccinated. Let's move the fuck on. If you're fat and if you're old, stay the fuck in.
Wow. Very passionate words. From a very passionate man.
A lot more fat people than I expected in Miami also. That was
it's a lot of beach whales.
Way more fat women than I was.
Also not man. I can't even I was just chilling. I definitely got smoked weed.
Yeah.
I think I did too. In my mother's backyard. Because I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And last year stunk.
Did you guys FaceTime anybody and smoke with them at least?
Nah, I didn't do that. I was depressed last year.
Well, you had your lady with you, so you was at least... Y'all smoked together? No?
Man, no comment, man. Pause, dog. But you know.
Smoking with your girl is fascinating. Like, I think if y'all both got to smoke, though. Like,
oh, yeah. Two crackheads.
I don't see how I can work with one person.
Bobby and Whitney.
Yeah, that's...
No disrespect to those two, by the way.
No disrespect.
I think they did it well. I mean
until
do you
the
understand
end.
How? But even at the end, do you understand how hard they was loving? Like you
they loved hard.
Like you know what I'm saying? That shit felt good. You know it felt good. It's like going fast. Yeah, if you crash, you're gonna die. But
they were going fast, man.
The feeling of going fast is crazy.
It's kind of like with DMX too, like in the sense of like I think some people have like lived so much of a life in a certain amount of time that like they die because of that almost too. Like DMX probably lived more than like all three of us combined.
Yeah, in his 50 years of living, he probably seen some shit. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's not all about like living to 100 if you were running through bitches.
I know.
Oh, he did a lot more than that.
Smoking crack, putting out hits.
Yeah, man.
Yo, you...
acting in cool movies. I was very sad. I was more sad than I thought I was going to be.
I was very sad. Well, I'm still very sad.
Were you sad when Black Rob died?
Nah.
Dang.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't not sad. I wasn't good.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. I felt bad when Black Rob died because we saw him die in slow motion.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Instagram.
I was more sad at that video.
But
at the video.
I am very sad that both these artists died, but it's the Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett thing. Because Michael Jackson died, Farrah Fawcett died the same day. Did nobody give a fuck. So it's just like the...
No disrespect to Black Rob.
And no disrespect to Black Rob. That nigga was early 2000s.
DMX was
we were jumping around in high school because of Black Rob.
Like, my first two CDs were like a DMX CD and a Jay-Z CD. Yeah. So
my first two CDs were TLC and the Waiting XL sound.
Both great soundtracks.
Dave in school. I was your lover and your secretary. Working every day of the week. 11 years. That's Dave.
I joined one of those. I tried to join
Dave Shoopin at lunch.
Yo, get in the Shoop mix. Get in the Shoop cipher.
I'll never forget.
Shoop.
I got a CD player, and my aunt got me a CD, but she didn't know what to get me because she didn't want to get in trouble for buying that with cusses in it. So she gave me the Waiting XL sound.
This big-ass nigga walking around with a goddamn TLC CD.
Waiting XL sounds even way funnier because that is like, it's like you're a 45-year-old black woman.
Nigga, Philly, with fucking black Air Force Ones on, listening to Waiting XL.
Ah, yeah, man. I remember a girl came over and saw that CD, and I thought it was a rap. I'm like, oh, shit, right? And she put it on and put on a song that I had never fucking heard before, and she fucked me. And I was like,
bam, ba, bam,
wow.
Bam,
you know what I mean? Thanks. Thanks, aunt.
Thank you, Angela Bassett,
How old were you?
Like 14. 15.
When you had sex with this woman?
Nigga, that's crazy because I remember when Waiting XL came out. I was in sixth grade.
Yeah. So I was,
Did you go see it with your mom?
Yeah, I did.
No, my mom went with her girlfriend. There you go.
Derek and his mom are throwing popcorn at the screen.
Whitney can't act.
My aunt definitely gave me like a savings bond on pussy. She was like, here, your cash ran on this in a few years.
But that makes perfect sense. Like, you thought a girl would play you. You would think a girl would want to listen to that shit.
Yeah.
While she wrote on your little 14-year-old pecker. Shoop. Shoop.
Tommy!
I'll tell you.
Good shit, man.
This is
like it Gucci, okay?
Yeah, I grew up liking Gucci.
Oh yeah, I remember that chick. That was the chick with the
Tay.
Yeah, Tay.
Somebody was asking me for the Tay video. I'm sorry. I said I was gonna send it to you and I forgot to do it.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Well, you manned up to it and maybe you can send it again in the future.
But
all right, fair enough.
But at least I'm that honest now where I could just like, you know, I don't do anymore. I don't lie. Like now I'm like, yo, you going to do this? Nah.
Dude, I was supposed to do a Zoom show this Thursday and it got canceled last week.
Okay.
I felt like I booked the Tonight Show in 1988. Like, I don't want to do Zoom shows anymore.
No? Nah?
Like I agreed to do one. If it was for like a lot of money or something, okay. But like I'm supposed to do one for like the Children of Philadelphia.
Corporate and it's money on it.
No, I'm just doing it out of the goodness of my heart. It's like a, what's it called? A benefit.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to do that like when they're like, it's for the kids. But I'm saying, Zoom sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a necessary evil. It's just another tool now, you know? Like the market's about to change, I think, you know?
Mm.
Like,
talk on it.
I just feel like, you know, performing for a camera was what we needed to learn how to do. We're going to get isolated again.
Yeah, if you didn't start a podcast or learn how to suck your own dick during this pandemic, you're never going to do either of those two things at this point.
Absolutely. Wise words from Thomas Blaze Cassidy once again.
Yeah. Did you learn anything new during the pandemic, Tom?
I like got into yoga and shit and like riding bikes and shit. So like both of those things have been super positive, I would say.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, we doing yoga too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really talk about it.
No?
But I do it.
Yeah? Little downward dog, you dirty little boy?
Yeah, on concrete.
Oh, shit. With black Air Force Ones on? Yeah.
Black Air Force Ones, no
it's
mat.
It's not the right stretch, though.
Oh, no mat. It's yard yoga, nigga. All
right. Yard I'm thinking about doing a DVD series, yard yoga.
Yard yoga. Nigga. We'll be on the block. Stretch. Don't look at my ass.
Namaste, motherfucker.
That's good.
I don't know why I was like a Mexican Latin king.
That was a hard R. That, yeah.
That jacket kind of makes you look a little.
Yeah, I look like a weed dealer.
Yeah.
You're like a big weed dealer. You look like the most successful weed dealer in New York.
I look like, what's that kid's name? White Boy Rick?
Yeah.
Like his friend?
Nah, you look like a director. You look like a director who makes a lot of black films because you know black people.
Do the right thing.
Michael Rappaport.
This time. Ugh, fuck that guy.
I know. I'm just fucking
He's a good actor.
Wait, did you make a sequel to Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, it's called Do the Right Thing This Time.
What is Do the Right Thing this
he
time
He got
about?
Game again. Malcolm X? X?
No.
X?
What would Do the Right Thing
Do
be
the right
this,
thing
time?
This time? It's just
What's Do the Right Thing this time?
Probably, I mean, you would set it in Brooklyn again.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And it would just be all white people.
They'd have kept
and
the
it's
red
called,
lines
And it's
place.
Called We Did the Right Thing. I'll tell you.
Shit just got real.
That's crazy. No, some white dude with a man bun has got love and hate rings on. Listening to... What
That's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Radio Raheem's playing Dua Lipa.
Yeah, because there's...
Radio Ryan.
There's hipsters in every major city now.
Yeah, big time.
I guess so.
Every major city has goofy hipsters that are just, you know, doing that shit. It's almost like it's... fabricated, because you ever notice when you know it when you see it, there's graffiti everywhere, but it's like really nice graffiti.
Yeah, it's like it's nice graffiti and there's a food truck in front of it.
Yeah, like, but that shit exists everywhere and it's full of like just goofy hipster motherfuckers.
Well, it's all like corporations and stuff are just like getting their hands onto everything, so like that's part of it too. Like I was watching something on TV, it was called like The Soul of a Nation.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw it. It was on like ABC, like one of those things.
All the black famous people.
Yeah, and I think her was singing a song, and it might have been the song from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah, and it's a good song, but like in the corner of like Soul of a Nation, it like flashed to sponsored by Progressive.
Oh,
so
wow.
What I'm saying is like the revolution has been sponsored at this point.
Yeah.
And like everything is kind of like corporations run everything. They own everything. And it's like they don't really care.
But that's
about
what
shit.
I think these shutdowns will continue to be for, is so that they can go build shit when we're not really paying attention. Because that's the thing, like now, like what's the first thing people do when they get off of lockdown? They travel. And they go anywhere, most of the time, a place they've never been before. So when people who've never been there flood an area, they don't even know that this isn't normal, that this wasn't here 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are there, that's like, where the fuck did that come from? Mm-hmm. And who are all these people? They can't, it's not, they're outnumbered now. They're like outnumbered by so many people that already seem to know about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They fuck shit up.
It's like magic.
Yeah. Like, dude, there's like successful places now for like, I don't know when adults started be like, family fun centers are no longer like Chuck E. Cheese. Remember Chuck E. Cheese was like for little motherfuckers.
Chuck E. Cheese was great.
Now.
I'm actually not allowed. Near that vicinity. Like
those glasses.
Uh-huh. What?
Kids, Dave. That was the joke I was making.
Yeah, glasses.
No, man. You know. But go on. I apologize for that poorly conceived pedophile joke.
Why? Can we find out why guys like those jokes?
Oh, pedophile Pat jokes? House. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Pat House. This whole set is about that.
Well, I mean, it's like anything. Like,
I'm just curious.
It's just around. Like,
it's gross.
Well, it's. What? Pedophilia is gross?
Yeah, they're terrible people.
Hey, wow. Don't take such a hard stance. wow. You really went on a limb. I think it's just like people like to joke about dark shit. Okay. Right?
I guess so. Not you. Well, I don't know. It's weird. Like, and it's not even, I don't know whether it's a cultural thing, but I know more black people tend to just like focus on the happy shit. Like, when we want to have a good time, we want to fucking have a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Walk it off, boy.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So.
Walk off that molesting.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been around Dragon Cop anyway.
Like...
Dragon Cop molested me.
Oh, man.
At least he didn't burn you up. Could have been worse.
Were your parents in the dark humor when you was a kid?
I don't know. They didn't, like, discourage it, I guess. Like, I was able to watch whatever I wanted and shit, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
That must have been pretty dope, though, right?
I guess. Like, I mean, I don't think it affected me negatively, I don't think. Like, watching, like, R-rated things and shit like that.
Shout out to my dad for letting me watch Def Jam at a young age. I was, like, 6'7" when I first saw Def Jam. It's the greatest thing ever. Because I wasn't supposed to watch it. But he let me watch it. Mm-hmm. He just acted like he wouldn't let me watch it. Just to look like a cool dad. But the motherfucker was like, all right, me and this soon-to-be my wife, white woman, is...
Look like a Def Jam comic.
We're about to watch Def Jam so I can give her a culture lesson. Uh-huh. Give her some culture. Uh-huh. You go upstairs. You can't watch this. It's on HBO. And he winked at me. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
Let me get head for my white wife in peace. Devil seed. Now go upstairs and watch Dragon Cop.
On HBO.
On HBO.
HBO Yo. Kids.
Dragon
HBO
Cop.
Used to scare me a little bit, only because my aunt had it. Like, my mom didn't have cable.
Oh, okay.
My aunt was on crack, but she had HBO. And I'm like, how does she get HBO?
People on crack can probably have HBO.
My mom did not have it. And she wasn't on drugs. And I don't know. I never understood that.
I guess it's hard to, like, trade in an HBO subscription in the early 90s for, like, a crack rock. You can't, like... You can't give it to the crack dealer. Maybe she lets the crack dealer come over and watch episodes of Taxi Cab Confessions for like a crack rock. It's like a subscription.
How do you get HBO? I don't get it.
I love that this show is called No Need for Apologies because it's like, I try to say like fucked up shit on this show. So if somebody gets me for it, I'll be like, it's called No Need for Apology.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't apologize.
Free speech.
Yeah, shit,
do
time.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized? But
you didn't.
Man, I'm sure there is. And you told me about this 2 minutes before the show. And I've been trying to think about it.
But we're high. But that's good.
But I know, but I can't really. Do I have to go first? Because I can't think of something
well,
right
I mean,
now.
They know us.
Yeah. Let me think. Let me give you an example.
Well, I'm trying to think. Oh, since it's 420, we should
all right,
do
wait, I'll do one. Okay. I'll do one. All right, fine. I remember one. I used to smoke with my friend Brian Lavin back in the day.
Brian Lavin.
He was cool, man. He was like a cool white kid.
Okay.
He had like a Maxima. He was at Archbishop
what was the
Carroll
license
where
plate
I went to
number?
School.
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
This is 2002, 2003. Everything's cool, baby.
Make and model.
I forget. So like I remember we would like drink in college. And I remember, I'm pretty sure that I accidentally lit his jacket on fire.
Wow.
And then he slapped me. And, you know, I think when you light someone's jacket on fire, you can get slapped for that type of shit. So
he didn't slap out the flame first? He smacked you first? He nah, smacked you with a fun fire jacket?
I think he put out the fire. And then he slapped you? Yeah. I was pretty drunk.
Brian Lavin.
But anyway, I'm sorry, Bri. My bad. I didn't
nah,
mean
you
to
don't say
your
you don't say sorry.
I'm just curious.
I'm just
at,
you should have been sorry. Oh, but you probably apologized to him. Then.
Nah.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we never talked again.
Word.
I'm just kidding. We talked again.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man.
That is funny, though, man. To get somebody, he lit my jacket on fire.
I don't even know why I did it.
Slap me.
I'm not sure why
oh,
I did it.
Oh, because you weren't, you did. It wasn't an accident. You were just being a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought it was like you trying to light a cigarette or something. Okay.
And by accident,
so,
you lit a jacket
yeah.
on fire.
You, when you get drunk, you get a little mischievous, don't you?
Tom Crazy would have drunk.
Well, also, this was when I was like in college, so I was insane. Yeah.
What do you mean when you say he was insane?
I was like a crate, whatever the craziest you've ever seen me, I was five times crazy.
Go, Tom, go.
Because I was young.
Young, Blaze.
You're an idiot when you're
Blaze.
Young.
Blaze.
You know, you try to grow as a person.
This is what we call Black Air Force One energy there.
I think Tommy had a little
jacket on fire.
So what's some stuff, what other things have you ever given into where you're just like, yo, man, you know what? I'm young and I'm a fucking idiot.
I just thought of the fucking burning a jacket on fire and now it's more. Yo, Dave's an op, yo.
Dave's not the op.
What is op? I don't even know what that means.
Opposition. Opponent, opposition.
You really, white guys really be bad at dealing with this thing.
I love the word ops.
What is
I call everybody the ops.
I had a friend of mine once back in Philly. You remember Lorenzo's Pizza on South Street?
I remember Lorenzo's big floppy slice.
It burned down, and then they Dragon Cop, man.
Dragon Cop's can't hear.
Dragon Cop burned it down because he killed a bunch of people, and he's just trying to get the story on the they burned down the pizza place. Okay.
He's trying to get insurance money.
Yeah.
Okay.
God damn it, Dragon Cop. It's fine. It's all going to work out. Okay, sorry, Lorenzo's.
I love you, Tommy. Jesus Christ.
It's Tommy.
So Lorenzo's, we were debating whether their pizza was any good or not. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, Lorenzo's only got hot because Will Smith mentioned it in his song, Summertime. That's a white guy I'm talking to. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you know, on your Nissan sitting at Lorenzo's. And I'm like, Lorenzo's are rims, dude.
Yeah, sitting on Lorenzo's.
but he didn't know what that meant. He wasn't familiar with like rims or anything like that.
Nissan
so for him, Lorenzo's only means one thing in his white mind.
It's pizza.
Pizza.
This jackass.
That's funny.
What the fuck?
And he just attributed the entire success of that restaurant to that lyric from the song that he totally misheard. Jackass.
Lorenzo's are rims. That's so funny.
that is funny.
Great.
All right, let's do some plugs, man. We are
do a couple plugs. Then we got to do weed stories. Our first time getting high.
All right, we'll do that. Cause give me some plug music, Pickles, the producer. I'm doing all right on this podcast. All right, man. Tom, you got anything you want to plug?
You can catch me at Lorenzo's Pizza Thursday to Sunday. Nah, I got a podcast called Top 9 Podcast.
There you go, boy.
Get that on Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
I did one. Top 9 Chinese food items.
Yes, you did. Derek did one as well. Top 9 superheroes.
That's it. Suburban child.
Mm-hmm. Follow me at Cassidy Comedy. Album out Funnymatic, wherever you get albums. And you can catch me at New York Comedy Club almost every goddamn day of the week, baby. So come through.
Yeah. You do all of the show plugs. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I always forget, but I start getting weird checks out of nowhere. So make sure y'all listen to Fuckboy Ground Zero on Apple Music right now.
Oh, yeah.
I seem to be getting money from somewhere, so somebody's listening. So I got to keep...
Maybe that music video helped, huh?
Yeah, maybe it did. And watch Tommy's...
10%.
I get you 10%. Fuckboy Ground Zero on Apple Music right now. It's my first comedy album. It's a love letter to single people. I did it before I got in a relationship back in 2019. Mm. When I shoot that? 2019?
The album came out in 2020.
The album did come out in 2020. But yes, Fuckboy Ground Zero out on Apple Music right now. Go hit him, Dave.
And my bad, yo. I'll be at Helium at the end of the month with Christina Hutchinson.
There you go, boy.
Hell yeah.
So, and Von DiCarlo, who's a guest on the show. So.
And speaking of Christina Hutchinson, catch us on the latest episode of Guys We Fucked. Fun time. So, you know, go ahead and check that out.
Comes out in like 2 weeks.
Oh, well, whatever. By the time you see this, it'll be out. All right. DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. My special, the second one, is available. My album, the first one, is also available. Live show dates coming up. All right. We got May, we're in Bristol, Pennsylvania. June, we're in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. August, we are in Phoenix, Arizona. So come check us out. Also, if you have a city that you want us to come and produce a live show, let us know. I'm coming out to San Diego in February to scout out some new spots and some other spots in Arizona. So get with me. Inbox me. Black Air Force One gang all day.
I'm also doing a patio show at Punchline Philly on June 6th at 6 p.m.
There you go. Punchline Philly, June 6th at 6.
Ha. Mm. I haven't confirmed it yet, but it seems like that's going to happen.
Dope, man. Dope. Mm. So, man, it's 420. I'm so high.
You're a little high?
Yeah.
You're a little high, huh?
It feels like, with the vax, it feels like the first time I ever got high.
There you go, boy. Yeah. Welcome back. When was the first time? What happened the first time you got high?
For my first time getting high?
Yeah.
It was like 15, 16, smoked with some friends in the alley.
Damn, you got pussy before you smoked weed?
Yeah, I was scared of weed, yeah. Mm. The girls, man. I was with the girls, man. You know, trying to fuck.
Yeah, listening to fucking Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
All right, you was in an alley, huh? I remember.
When I smoked it like twice, and I was a little bit nervous because I don't know what's gonna happen, But I'm like, yo, probably nothing's going to happen, man. They just be hyping this thing up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the world went, wow. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Oh, shit. This is it. Like, I'm high. You know what I mean? And I remember I had a car that belonged to somebody else, and I was like, I need to get this car home. So my immediately thing was, let me get in the car and drive. But I was scared to drive, so I remember taking my homie with me, like, yo, just come with me just in case something happened. And we got in the car, and we made it to the corner and made a right, and we laughed so hard at what I don't know. We started to giggle to the point, like, my eyes were all water and tears. I couldn't see, so I had to stop. And we was just in the car cracking the fuck up. And it was like, we hadn't laughed like that in years, you know what I mean? And we was like, holy shit, weed is amazing.
We haven't laughed like that since we were 12.
I know. Just think a little tough life.
Uh-huh.
Sounded old saying that. Yo, yeah. Just 17, but yeah, man. I remember the first time I got high wasn't a good experience because the second time I got high was with Pete Davidson. But the first time I got high was with this girl. I won't say her name because I think she does comedy out in the West Coast.
Hold on. Dylan, is that? Can we get that Afro Man instrumental? Would that get us in trouble?
Afro Man? I like that. Yeah, it'll go with the aesthetic.
Or like an Afro Man type beat.
So, Dave, you were like 16? Is that what you're saying? 15, 16?
Yeah. Maybe 16 because I was driving. Yeah.
Okay. Derek, how old were you?
I was 28 years old.
28. Oh, you really
27,
made up.
27, 28.
You made up for lost time.
Hey, so this is what happened. First time I was with a girl out in L.A., and she was already a pothead. So she took me to one of those dispensaries, right? And I got a black and white cookie. That was full of weed.
Oh.
It's the first time.
Is she a white woman?
She's a light-skinned black woman. Deliciously gorgeous. She used to go to sleep with her panties off but a top on. It's like the thing. Like, I'll never forget that. Like, she just would walk and I turn and behold, vagina in my face. But anyway. So we was hanging out. I bought a black and white cookie. Mm-hmm.
An edible.
It was an edible. First edible. Didn't know about edibles. Just knew about, you know, whatever. I'm a G. So I ate most of the cookie like a fucking asshole, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Too much weed, guys.
Way too much.
So,
and it's your first time.
First time getting high. Woo! So now,
crying in the shower.
Listen. Check it. So we went up all the way to the Hollywood sign. We walked all the way up there, and I walked up there high. Mm. So I didn't even experience the Hollywood sign. I just knew I was in a weird place, and the girl was next to me because she was like coaching me through it, and she saw that I was fucked up, right? Uh-huh. But she founded the music. Yeah. So now we gotta walk back down the mountain. And I'm starving now. Cause I'm like, this shit is crazy.
You got water at least?
I think we had water in the car.
Okay.
So now I'm just high.
This is a California girl, right?
California girl. And she just ha ha ha. And I'm from the east. I don't know what's happening to me. So I was like, babe, I gotta eat. So she takes me to the greatest Mexican restaurant I've ever had in my life. It was in East LA, surrounded by cholos and dudes. It looked like Training Day. Like to get to the restaurant, it looked like that scene on Training Day when he had to go up the steps to go to what's the name, crib, to give him the gifts, the bathtub. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you really fucked him up, eh? Like it was that going on to get to this restaurant, nigga.
It was just
baby Joker.
It was watching you get to that. It was like, okay, I know where you're going.
Yeah,
I mixed up movies. I said Baby Joker. Not I was talking about Friday
anyway,
after next.
So no,
next
it's Friday. Them guys and them kind of girls, right? East LA, lying around the corner. We sit down. I had the greatest chicken burrito I ever had, and plus I'm dumb hot. Like I don't even get it. Just a bunch of cool Mexican people around me eating. It's loud. And I'm just like, right, and I'm watching her eat. So I'm like, I guess this is what you do, right? So that goes by. We get back to the house. I'm still hot.
Mm.
I try to go to sleep. I wake up hot, right? We have sex. And during the sex, I start crying. I'm too high.
Holy shit.
Out
of fear. Because I was like, I'm alone in this place.
You were inside of a woman.
And but I'm doing that. But I'm still like, nigga,
your body's doing
mind
that, but your mind's somewhere
racing.
Else.
Yeah, yeah,
this,
yeah.
That, never too much weed.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't throw it up. I just had to keep eating, right? So I'm telling her, I just want to go home. I just want to go back to the job. So she's like, don't worry about it. It's just a weed. Don't worry about it. And she kept, and I was like, okay. And then
sounds like a sweet girl.
And then she took me out for a burger, right?
You just had chicken.
What?
You just had a chicken burrito.
No, this, we done, I napped. Fuck. I'm hungry again. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I worked that off, Tom.
These
listen, listen.
These edibles really, they last for a while sometimes.
Why is he mad about another meal?
Just because I thought he just had it.
What the fuck was that the focus
I
on?
I thought you just had
you
chicken.
You just had chicken.
Anyway.
I know. You're literally just crying while having sex, and I'm worried about the chicken. Anyway, you go to a burger place. Were the Crips there? What's
no, stupid. So I was at my wit's end. After the burger place, we went to a comedy show. And I'm still high.
Oh, shit.
To the point where I'm new to the city of L.A. Mm. I ain't really been there too often. And I had a shot to get on stage.
What club was it?
Flappers. Okay. No, not Flappers. What's that joint?
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. When you started crying, I bet that girl's pussy wasn't flapping. You know what I mean?
The only one I'm hanging out again. Podcast. Fuck you, Tom. I saw her another week when I got tax returns later that March.
Yeah. With
you,
Tom
kept a,
in a while.
You kept a stiff upper lip when you fucked her that time?
Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry.
Anyway. So I missed an opportunity to get on stage because I was so baked, I didn't want to fuck up.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, we get back to her apartment. We go to sleep. I wake up. I'm finally not high no more. So it felt like I was high.
Jesus
for 20.
Christ.
Like, it was like, this is too much. And then.
Did you smoke at all or did you just eat it?
No, I just ate the edible.
But that'll be enough.
So that fucked me up. Yeah. So when Pete Davidson kept passing me the weed, fast forward when I was his roommate.
How long ago after was that? Like, what?
2 years.
So you smoked weed, and then 2 years later...
No. I ate the weed.
And that's what I meant.
A year later. I'll say a year later.
Okay.
I finally smoked for the first time. And it was like, what the fuck? And then that shit made me go, this is the greatest shit ever.
Oh.
I was like, oh, shit. Because it wasn't edible cookie. It was just like, and I'm listening to Jeezy. Then we start eating strawberry popsicles and shit. I was like, this is the great... Jeezy's never sounded so cheesy. Yeah. So
Jeezy never sounded so cheesy.
So, yeah, it was I re-fell in love with Jeezy because of smoking weed instead of eating.
We will make music great.
Yeah, Jeezy was great. Yes. First album.
Hip-hop and weed, baby.
I was like,
what a combo.
I listen to...
Sure, yeah, of course.
Country... Orchestra,
jazz is good.
Yeah, music just
jazz,
better. Smoke weed.
Any kind. I listen to K-pop, all that shit. I just be wanting to feel what other motherfuckers out there are vibrating to, man.
There you go, boo. There you go, boo.
So what's your first time getting high? I was like,
put on that music, Dylan.
If we can still have it.
That wasn't the real one. That's why we was laughing.
Why wouldn't we be able to have it?
Well, it's no words, so they can't, like...
This ain't even the song. This is like a karaoke version of some shit, right?
It'd be a shame. We already used it.
The way that it sounds, I mean, it's someone making the instrumental. I'm gonna go on a limb and say we're good.
Yeah.
It's okay, pretty cool. It's pretty simple. I think we're
okay,
good.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
Din, 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 din.
Okay. 20 years ago.
Okay.
To the day.
To the day.
Oh, yeah, the anniversary.
Mm-hmm. The Twin Towers and R. Kelly still popping back then, baby.
Wow. Just trying to paint a picture.
Okay, paint the picture.
I was like a sophomore in high school. And I was like, before that, I was like, I don't fuck with weed, man. I think, like, it's a waste of time, dog. And then everything changed. And it's been a complete waste of time for 20 years. What I could have achieved if I never smoked weed in Bill Boone's basement. But okay.
Bill Boone.
So yeah, my shout out to my friend Bill. Smoked, like, we used to chill in his basement a lot. It was just like around the corner from my house, man, playing video games. He had like one of those windy staircases.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, you're literally walking down to get high, basically, to smoke weed. But so it was like Friday night. I'm almost positive it was a Friday night.
Dope.
Me, Bill, this dude who was a cop. I don't think he's a cop anymore. I don't know what he did, but.
Okay.
Oh my God. You tell stories like a chick, dude.
Come on, Tom. So spiral steps.
I think it was
Were there any girls
Wait
there?
A minute. No, it wasn't.
Maybe Bill's little sister, but I don't think so. And then this kid, Jay, who I remember Jay, I remember he used to always sleep at school. And one time he woke up from his nap and he looked at me and he said, "How come no one like you?" And then he went back to sleep. He was a big ass dude. Okay, so it's me, Jay, Bill, a police officer. And the dude, the other kid said he could like roll a blunt and he like kept trying. He tried it like twice and he just couldn't do it.
Okay.
And then I think somebody else tried it. So we finally had like one together. I think everybody else had said they smoked already, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. But I remember we smoked in his backyard that was like leading into his like basement shit.
Okay.
I remember us doing some sort of choreographed dance afterward because there were chicks around for something.
Okay. There you go.
We definitely got on a bus, and that shit happened to me where you were like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like the bus
yeah.
like expanded almost.
Yeah.
You know? And weed to me was almost like comedy. Like when I did it, I was like, oh, okay. This is it, baby.
Oh, word?
Kinda.
I came off. I was off for a while, long time, because it just started taking me to. It started forcing me to think about some shit and deal with some shit that I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, you know alright. Down the windy road.
That black Air Force One energy. Cause you know when you get high and you get introspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be high and be like, oh my God, I'm a terrible person. Like I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can see it. So I'm like, shit.
We'll just
not open up that door anymore, you know? Like yeah. and then I got older. And started like being okay with what I was, you know what I mean? And just like, oh, okay, yeah, I did that. Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, you know, now I'm okay with it.
I'm smoke okay with it.
So I tell stories like a girl, this guy's crying during sex, and you're like, I don't know if I can do this. Weed strong. I'm a bad boy. Fuck you.
It might have been after sex, all right? I might have cried after sex.
No, I know what you mean. But yeah, man. I mean, weed, I'll tell you.
Really I like it now. I really enjoy it now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's legal. This is also the first, this is the first 420 in New York that it's legal. This
pretty
is like,
crazy. It's, a big
it's like
event.
The gay parade when the gays got legal, you know?
Oh, wow.
To get married.
Yeah.
This is a historic 420.
I believe so. That's why I'm
for
hanging
New
out tonight.
Year. Oh, yeah, for New York. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My good fellows over at Productively Stoned are having a show
tonight.
Oh,
yeah, the Productively
Jordan
Stoned
Rock show. And Reg Thomas are putting on a little soiree tonight. I'm going to go check it out, go do some jokes. A lot of funny comics on that
I'm
show.
I'm going to go take a nap, dude.
Dude, you need to go get some rest.
Yeah, bro.
I still got to go get stuff printed up. Can I get water? Can I get some water?
Yeah, he's
I still
got
to get stuff going, printed up.
What, your vaccine results? What do you got to get printed out?
The vaccine results come on those little
cards.
The paper.
My lady got me a laminated thing. I was like, damn,
she
girl,
would.
That's why you're getting married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congrats again on that.
That's why we're going to the chapel, girl. Set me up with that
laminated
card. Can
I just wear a suit? I have to wear like a tux and a shirt.
No.
Ah, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I'll wear a suit.
I mean,
okay.
That's crazy, what? Too, man. You know, good for you.
Yeah,
Tommy getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, you think he'll get married now? Your tone changing on that? Did you think Tom was gonna get married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to see if I can stay in a relationship for more than a year.
Yeah, no, whatever. I mean, again, we've talked about this. I think the last time you've come a long way.
Yeah. Let me just see if I can make it a year. Get an anniversary. Mm-hmm. I never had an anniversary with a chick, so this will be my first one.
Oh. Maybe you can cry when you fuck her.
Oh. How many times?
God damn it, Dragon Cop. Stop crying when you fuck me.
Damn it. Dragon Cop. Goddamn Dragon Cop.
No, I'm done. I'm just kidding, man. Also, there's nothing wrong with crying either.
Thanks, Tom. Shut up, Tom.
Man, you laugh when something's funny. You cry when something's sad.
It was just too much, man. It's too,
I love a good
weed
cry,
was
baby.
Coursing through my brain. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready, and it was just so.
But
much.
Again, what I'm saying is there's some sort of unearthed trauma to why you cried when you were having sex
because
with that girl.
Because I was in L.A. by myself. Well, I was with her.
Yeah,
but that just like
sounds
so
like Derek got lost.
Uh huh.
Derek got lost as a kid. Probably ended up between some woman's legs. Mom. I've had that feeling. One time I had an edible and I felt like I was sinking into the bed and that I was going to die.
And they were just going to find me there, and that everyone was just going to find out I was a piece of shit.
Yeah, one of the highest times I've ever been was off of just a really strong edible.
I was like,
yeah,
oh God,
they
can
kill you.
One time I got high, I got on a bus to go to Philly, and I tried so hard to seem normal that once I sat down, I wanted to start a podcast, and I never started it. I just went all the way to Philly, just like this.
You were in the bag check?
Why are you so upright? This nigga's high posture.
I was trying to not look high. So I was like, I am not high. I am not high. Before I knew it, it was time to get off the bus, and I'm like, I am high as shit. Holy shit.
With the phone ready, nothing happening.
Nothing. Listening to nothing.
Yeah, it was like that time when we moved to New York, when you moved me to New York, and you smoked when we moved in. And
yeah.
You were like that then.
I got very high. And you know what's weird? I didn't smoke. I shouldn't have smoked. I let that beautiful roommate of yours test my manhood. Like, she's like, why are you not going to smoke? I'm like, yeah, smoke. And then next thing I know, I was in a U-Haul riding around
with
Tommy.
See, women got both of you.
Yeah, but then I'm in a U-Haul riding around with Tommy.
I think I was driving because you were too high to drive at that point.
Too high to drive. And... this is right after Hurricane Sandy. Like,
okay.
Hurricane Sandy happened.
The day after. November 1st, 2012.
That's the kind of friend I am. Like, he didn't even know if he was getting into place. I'm like, I got you.
You know what, though? If you recall, that bridge was wide the fuck open.
Right.
Yeah. So nobody was really driving
that
day.
We're coming into the city, and we're like, holy shit. But, you know, Harlem was okay. It was intact. But basically, when we're going to return the U-Haul, we got to take the U-Haul to the Bronx, like 230th.
Okay.
And
birthplace of hip-hop.
Yeah, way up there. But we got to put gas in the thing first, or Tommy's going to get charged a lot of money. And there's no gas on the island. Like, every gas station was taped off with police, like they were rationing out who could get gas.
Plus, there really isn't gas stations in New York like there is in like Philly and New Jersey.
Nah, right.
It's like not even close.
When you see a gas station, man,
it's like a mirage.
I remember one of the reasons why I was so quiet, because I remember thinking they know. Like every time we pulled up and saw police at every gas station, I'm like, they know, and they're gonna catch us. Mm-hmm. You're an idiot. All you had to do was just say no. Like,
just say no.
Yeah. I remember we were on the road once. It was me and Reggie and you and Monroe. And you, and this was before you smoked. And I was like trying to get Reggie to smoke. And you were like, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm such a jackass. I hate young me. I absolutely hate young Derek Gaines.
Well.
He did all right.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. I mean, y'all my homies.
Hey, don't be so hard on him.
But young Derek.
I don't know. I feel like we're all kind of the same. We're just more mature versions of ourselves to a certain extent. But I feel like we're all kind of the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what
I don't
you
really
mean?
Think.
Like our essence. Like, have we changed that much in the past, like...
It's a black magazine, dude.
10 years?
No.
How we communicate with one another?
No, I think...
I don't know. We've become more comfortable as our friendship has grown.
It's a real friendship. Yeah. Yeah, we've been through some shit. So, yeah.
He's lining it up. I know Tommy's lining it up for some weird gay joke.
No. I'm not.
You're not. No. You haven't changed, Tommy. You're
Tommy
still the same guy from 10 years ago. There's a... Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's what I love about... This is one thing I'm not critiquing you at all, but I love Tommy's cadence on stage. Because Tommy will sit there and make pauses, and you're like, motherfuckers, why are you making me wait for it, you piece of shit? Who the fuck do you think
nice
you are
job,
to make me wait?
Depression. Take that, police.
You arrogant son of a bitch.
Oh,
to just
Tommy,
make the people wait.
Bull. Tommy, get up there. It's a pleasure for you to meet me.
I've never said that.
But that's the attitude you have. That's why I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's hard being monotone. You got to figure it out because you got to also have energy too. You know, like the more I do podcasts, the more I realize I like suck at that. So like, I'm just trying to get like, you know, it's a monotone and an energy. Like, you need a little bit.
Yeah, but you
got
to work hard to even maintain that, right? Yeah. Like, because I mean, you don't fly off the handle. I've never seen you.
You handle
even
hecklers,
I do sometimes.
But I'm talking about even in when we work together and you know you're directing shit and getting frustrated. You're one of the coolest people I know. Like, Tom, when he's frustrated, and I'm like, that motherfucker, he's good at dealing with this shit, boy. You know what I mean? Like, and I know, Tom,
think about
pissed.
It. It's funny, even just like when we were driving to shoot the last thing we shot, when we were all in the car with the traffic, and I took like the wrong exit, and you guys were just attacking me for like 20 minutes.
And it's a really, it's a funny situation that I don't
didn't
know.
Like the music I was playing either.
It's cooking Tom. And Tom be just like, dude, that is scary white dad energy, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to like channel that rage into like the right wavelength.
Harness
for,
it.
For comedy, yeah. It's hard, man. Being monotone and white.
It's hard.
I'll see you cut loose every now and again.
Nah, yeah. Dancing. Yeah, you gotta, that's why I like gotta mix it up.
I love Tommy at a party. Party Tommy was great.
Thanks, man.
We'll get one more Party Tommy at the wedding, I think.
One more Party Tommy. I got to see one more Party Tommy with his wife.
See.
But Party Tommy.
What, I can't party
awesome.
Anymore because I'm married?
Yeah,
is that
man.
How that goes?
Done. Sleep it up.
You're on your way to being stiff white director guy that people
with a
are
child
scared of.
And then children.
That people
that's not
are
true.
Scared of. Dude, you direct. Look at you. You're
Ron
sitting on the
Howard,
podcast.
I can't
with
even
your
imagine
arms
anyone
folded.
Being scared of me.
Huh?
No one's scared of me.
And once you're able to make and opportunities for people, they're going
to
be scared.
I'm not trying
of you.
To be fucking stiff either. That's why I do yoga, goddammit. And not on fucking concrete like you two retards. I have a fucking nice little mat.
Mr. Burns. Tommy is
Tommy's
Mr. Burns.
Are we still doing the podcast?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this thing up.
But we can wrap it up. I mean, it is. We had an hour. I had a blast.
I did
my nigga right. Tommy funny, bro. I be having a good time right here. This shit. No need for apologies.
Great time.
So, Dave, you want to do it? Or you want me to do it?
You do it.
Dave, sit.
Dave's got head energy at this point.
That's what I told you earlier. You got to come every day. That's the coming is what allows me then to be like.
Let's all talk about the first time we came now.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to give y'all this life hack real fast before we go. Fuck before you go to the airport. That's my new shit. I fuck before I go to the airport. That way nothing bothers me when I get there.
Yeah, that's dope. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm the great boy. And that's the God. And remember, fuck before you go to the airport. Good night, y'all.
Oh, you made it to the end of the episode.
That means you're fucking with us.
All right. And if you fuck with us, then your friends will fuck with us, too. So share this episode, like, subscribe. And if this is your first time here, here's two episodes we picked out just for you.